Good morning, Otter Rams.
Good morning. Hi, is Alex there, please?
Let me just see if he's available. I think he might be with a customer at the moment. Who can I say is calling?
I'm just a customer referred from a friend. My name's Kwok, just regarding a WRX. So,
I'll be able to help you out. I can see he's just with somebody at the moment.
Yeah, you might be able to help me out. Okay, so I've got a 2024 WRX. Yep, I'm just wondering, what are my best options? I don't want to go to modify it too much.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best bet? Should I put a cat back exhaust to get a little bit of oomph, or should I get keep it everything stock but give it a remap and boost it up a little bit?
Manual or CVT?
Yeah, it's a manual. No, it's a manual. I just want to know what my best bet is. Is it, should I go with a cat-back exhaust and not tune it, or just tune it and boost that up a little bit?
Well, you've got a couple options. If, from a performance point of view, the tune's going to give it by far the most. The cat-back's not going to do anything for power. It's just going to give it noise.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I had a friend, I got referred by a friend. His name's Sean Ackers. He had a WRX a few years ago. And he knows Alex. I was talking to him, and he goes, look, all I did was give it a remap and boost it up a little bit and made sure the fuels and the mixtures ran good, because the exhaust on them are crossover anyway. So, you know, that's enough for it to, you know, boost it up. You know, I think stock, they come 150, 160 at the wheels or something. Is that
correct?
Something like that?
Right in the window, yeah.
Yeah. So if I can get up to 180 or something like that with a tune or something like that, could that work or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I don't want to go too crazy. I still want to keep it reliable and everything like that. I've had a WRX before, 2006, so I didn't have any issues with that. I didn't go too,
that particular model is it doesn't take much to make a lot of power on them, because they're very...
That's right. That's what I heard. Yeah, so that's confirmation from you guys. I know you guys know what you're doing and stuff.
No.
How much is like a tune? Like, I've got a K&N filter in it. That's all, I want to keep it sort of like stock looking and everything like that. But with the tune, it can be changed back if I have any issues or warranty issues, yeah?
Correct, yeah. The only thing with that car, you have to use the Cobb access port to tune the car. So you can't you can't just flash the factory ECU on it. We need the Cobb access port, and then we dyno tune it on that.
Okay. So roughly, how much power can I get from a tune and a Cobb, one of those Cobb things?
Generally around 40 kilowatts extra on that. So you normally make about 190 to 200 on those.
Okay, that's pretty good. And how much is that all up with the tune and the Cobb?
About $2,500 all up.
$2,500.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the access port's about $1,400 at the moment, and then the tune itself's $990.
Okay, no worries. Perfect. Yeah, because there's no point getting an exhaust when it's not going to do much.
No, it's just noise.
That's what I thought. Okay, so about $2,500.
Correct.
And is that like how long do I have to book in before and stuff like that?
About 2 weeks, max.
Two weeks?
Sort of thing. Yeah, because we're not doing any mods to the car, so it's just a tune. We need a car for the day, and then we've got all those access ports in stock and everything, so they're ready to party.
And is that the cheapest, $2,500 all up?
Yeah, you'll find, the Cobb access ports are set price everywhere, so Cobb mandates that they have to be at the same price, and the standard dyno tune's $990, so... the VB platform is we do a lot of tuning for guys interstate on these, because we've probably got the most amount of experience on those cars out of anyone in Australia at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. What was your name?
My name's Warwick.
Warwick. No worries, Warwick. We'll see how we go, and I'll give you a call back or whatnot. So.
No worries, mate. Anytime.
Thank you. Cheers. Thanks, Alex.